Today's date is November 3rd, 2007. Salom, we pay our salutations to the divinity within you. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya, further clarification sessions. The mission of Maitreya represents the final revelation of God to humanity. It is the prophesied revelation that unifies all religions, opens the seven seals, which were promised to be opened at the end time, Revelation chapter 5, and explains the mystery of God as was promised in Revelation 10:7, the last book in the Bible. Maitreya has been writing and revealing these revelations since 1977 until 7707. This room now is the final step to answer any remaining questions that anyone might have about these revelations. We will read these revelations and teachings, and if anyone has any questions about these teachings, wants to know where any religion and or teaching in the world falls in the seven seals, or would like to discuss and or debate religions with Maitreya, they are welcome to do so. If you have been studying our teachings and know the base of these revelations, eternal divine path, you will have microphone privileges. In this case, just raise your hand any time during these readings and Maitreya will come to the microphone and will talk to you and answer you. If you have not studied our teachings, then write your questions in text. These sessions will be held once a month for the first Saturday of each month at 2 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time from the United States of America. The session will last for 1 hour. However, if there are unanswered questions and or we have made pre-arrangements for a long debate with a specific person and or group, the session might last longer than 1 hour. Again, Salom and welcome to our room.
Hello, everyone. Well, I was going to answer the question, but it sounds like our brother is going to our thinking. We are here to make ourselves rich, and I don't blame him. He has seen a lot of churches and other religions that have used God to fill up their pockets with money and riches, but this one is not one of them. We are here to reveal the truth. Therefore, you have to first understand this revelation and teachings and the organization. Then you can sit on the chair of judgment, judging a people without knowing who they are and what they have done or doing is not the best way to approach a truth, organization, religion, or people, or group. So we recommend that you go to our website, study our teachings, be in touch with the people that are in the mission, and know what is taught. Then you recognize that God has prophesied of coming of these teachings, and He clearly explained that no one knows the truth until this revelation comes. Therefore, no matter what is your idea or anybody's idea out there, they think they know the truth and they have their own ideas. None of them have the whole idea until this revelation comes. Humanity is in the brink of a great disaster, and the salvation of man is this revelation. You had a good question in the beginning, what is dogma? Dogma indeed is the opinion of the people who think they know, but what they think they know to be the truth is not according to God's revelation and teachings. Therefore, you have to see what is taught. Money, like everything else, can be three kinds, can be the root of an evil if it's used from passion, can be from ignorance if it's wasted, And it can be from knowledge if it's used for God and His work. You have a lot of things to learn, so we recommend you go to our website, study, and you will see we do not disagree with you, but there is more. If there are legitimate questions, go ahead and post them. Eunice has a good question there for us. Can regression therapy be helpful for an individual to learn the necessary lessons to clear his or her karma? Regression is one technique to go deeper level in a past life of a person. And as we discussed before, a person who's doing it really have to be a skillful, highly spiritual, and know exactly how to guide the person through experiences that have affected him or her in this lifetime. As we saw in our discussion with other people, there was one person who had good experience, then another had bad experience. So it's a very delicate technique that has to be performed very carefully and not overdone it. That's what I said. If anybody wants to do it, they really have to purify themselves, to study, have the ability to guide people to places that those experience affecting them. If you don't know what you're doing or your intentions are not purified or pure, and you do something so delicate, you might actually damage the person than help them. Still, after all those precautions, if you performed regression, you have to recognize that is not the only technique or the way to reach to the deeper level of human psyche and subconscious mind. Meditation and the person who meditate is the best person to see the trend and the past lives that they can experience through their meditation or through their life. Sometimes we have fears that we experience in life and we share with other people, and some other people might tell us maybe your fear is because of that of your previous lifetimes. And suddenly you recognize, yeah, it makes sense. You had this fear all your life and you didn't know why. And suddenly somebody says something has happened in previous life that might be the reason for these feelings. Or we see people that have some feelings about something or so phobias, they have no idea why they have them. But if they deeply meditate on it, they might recognize that something happened to them in previous life that made them to be afraid of it. If a person can regress another person to see what happened to them in previous lifetime, that phobia or fear subside. But if the person who regressed the other person, they don't know what they're doing, they might make the matter even worse. Psychologists are the people who try to cure psychological problems of other people, usually work only with this lifetime. That is why they cannot cure other person completely. If they combine psychology with the regression, meditation, and other techniques, they have a greater chance to get to the deepest corner of the dark part of the subconscious mind and help other people to see themselves much clearer. Indeed, such a people can be even greater than gurus and spiritual teachers and people who have tried to help other people, because they combining science with psychology and spirituality, and they have a greater grip of the depth of the human psyche than either a spiritual person or a psychologist or any one discipline of using to see the people to know themselves. The best way probably is psychological therapy with combination of the skillful regression and meditation by the person himself or herself to see the pattern, the deep psychological longing, following of the eternal divine path, of course, and overcoming their attachments, desires, and fears, and little by little to become a master of their psychology and psychological problem. At the end, they will be connected to God. That is the reason for us. We are doing psychological therapy and meditation to know our subconscious mind, what drives us to do things we do which is not according to our spirit or the deepest longing of God's way. What is God's way? God's way is following of the Dharma or innate nature of everything. Why aren't we doing that? Why are we resisting it? And we do things which are not according to the innate nature of life. What is the goal of life? Why we have been created? Why we are here? What is this that make me resist that call? And do the things that is not according to the goal of life? And it's not only one human. The whole humanity is not following that. So we can see subconscious mind is really running the world. And the sooner humanity goes to the darkest part of the subconscious mind and recognize that they are driven with these forces and bring that according to God's way, the sooner we can bring peace, unity, and the kingdom on earth. So if you are tackling the psychological part of humanity, it is more than psychology, it's more than regression, it's more than any one technique, but a combination of many techniques together. And eventually, no one can help other person unless that person wants help and accept it. Again, goes to free will. If the person exercises their free will and not to accept the offer, nobody can help that person because they decided to not to submit their will or free will to the will of the greater good or God. So, answer your question, the regression technique only is one part. It's a part that psychologists stop because they deal only with this lifetime of people. And if they want to know more about them, they should go beyond this lifetime and know what are other effects from previous lifetime that affecting the psychology of this person. Also, some psychological problem is created by childhood experiences with the social setup, expectation, propaganda, and advertisement that put desire in our subconscious mind to be a special way, have special things, and when those advertisements become overwhelming and we cannot satisfy that desire, also we are going to be affected. Also, we are affected with our diet, people we keep as company. So as you can see, it's a lot of things involved to a person's psyche. That's why the purification comes in and the person have to stop listening to the advertisements and tell them, you have to buy this, you have to buy that. And after a while, you even don't know why. You go and follow all those suggestions which have been put in your subconscious mind and you do them. And if you don't, you feel bad because everybody else doing it, you are not doing it. The psyche of human is affected with many, many different things. So purification, psychological analysis, regression, meditation, all have to be combined for a person to eventually release themselves from all these forces. Hope that answered the question. If you have follow-up, go ahead. It's okay if there is no questions in these sessions. It's great, actually. I feel much better because I feel that then it means a lot of questions have been answered. So don't feel bad if there is no question in the room. That's great. Don't feel obligated you have to bring any question to the floor if you don't have any. Salam, everyone. Have a good month. Again, meditate on this mission and know that we're here to answer any questions and accept anybody who really wants to know these teachings. Love God and spread the mission as much as we could. Salam, everyone.